Clark.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Clark.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys.
Hi, welcome back.
Hi. Hey,
why should you be our roommate?
I am tall.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I always tell the truth.
Oh.
Unless it's really awkward.
Okay.
And it makes me really uncomfortable.
Great.
Pick your feet up, Kyle. You're on blocking.
You're on my cord.
You're on his cord.
What?
Yeah, he was trying to fix it.
Oh.
You're still on it, but now it's your butt and not your shoes.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Clark. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It's
go
okay.
Ahead.
It's okay. I have a third thing to say.
You couldn't wait 10 more seconds for me
to
done with his intro?
I have a third thing to say
now.
He
was reaching for it now. I'm a good friend.
Thank you, Maggie.
And roommate.
There's truth.
Yeah.
And I have the politeness of like the son of a baron, you know, who's like rebelled. So I have like, I'm polite enough.
You were raised in like society.
Mm-hmm.
So you have.
Oh,
the,
but I hate
but
it.
But you don't want that.
But I'll do it.
But I know how.
Because
new cosplay
makes my mom
tell,
happy.
Son of baron, you're in for the week. Let's get to the show.
Put the cake in the oven and I'll on the shelf.
Water the plants that need it, and we'll play a game by ourselves.
Because you know that you can talk to me.
You can talk to me. I know that I can talk to you.
You can talk to me. Everything is going to be all right.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle and he's no moon.
She's Maggie, and if she was a Sith Lord, she'd be Count Dooku because she's always losing her head.
That's so dumb.
Cool it there, Maggie, okay? You don't have to get your anger all out.
Right, that leads to fear.
And fear leads to podcasting,
yes.
Which is how we got in this mess to start.
100%.
Yes.
If we were not afraid, we wouldn't have a podcast, folks.
Yes, I feel bad for us, but you know who I feel good for? You, the room rat out
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Or should I say
the womp
room
rat.
Womp rat. the room womp rat.
This is our... We're going to call it Diet May the 4th episode.
Why diet?
Because it's not, we don't go all hardcore into Star Wars.
No, but it doesn't have to be hardcore. This is our May the 4th episode.
But
we also,
diet.
You know, we don't just do
diet.
Star Wars stuff is what Maggie's saying.
Sometimes we do Lord of the Rings. Sometimes we do.
Are you talking about in general or this episode?
Oh, wait, the all.
Okay,
the,
yeah.
The,
great
no,
job,
general,
Maggie. Just describe
general.
The whole podcast. Why don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's why we do. That's what we do. So just since this is our May the 4th episode, just a simple reminder for everyone out there that the music in the cantina scene in A New Hope is canonically known as jizz music. George Lucas wrote down the genre of music this is called jizz. J-I-Z-Z. It's jizz.
It just is.
It just is.
It's jizz.
Jizz. It just
yeah.
is.
So happy May the 4th week to all of you if you're listening to this.
Okay,
I'm getting a special bulletin apparently.
This is a special bulletin all the way from a study done in the 1980s, but it's breaking news to me because I just learned it.
What?
Kyle, did you know this?
No, I can safely say that I don't know.
Apparently, a study was done in the 1980s in Germany that found that men who kiss their wives before they go to work live on average 5 years longer.
I have heard something like that.
You've heard this? Mm-hmm. Not only do they live 5 years longer, they make more money, as in 20% to 35% more money.
Whoa, hey, hang on. How many kisses should I do?
They use less sick time, and there's less chance of being in a car accident.
Okay.
So every time you go to where you try to run away, you try to be like, bye,
I don't
baby.
Try to run away.
Yes, he tries to run away. And I'll be like, wait, I got to give you a little kiss. And you're welcome. This is all to say you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So is it me having to kiss you or can you kiss me? Does it say which, you know, like who's doing the leg work?
Honestly.
Who's doing the lip work?
I think we're both doing the lip work. But what's sad to say is I didn't see the woman's perspective on this. Does it take the 5 years from my life?
Yeah,
does it take the money
really
from
good.
My income?
Yeah,
am I going to get in a car crash?
Yeah. So, that, you know, I'm just trying to save you. If I ever, like, I'm hurrying out the door, it's to consider you.
I'm like, wait,
you.
Take my life force.
Yes.
I do get sick a lot more often than you do.
What, you think that's because you kiss me?
Yeah, well, it says No, it says in the study that you get less sick time if you kiss your wife before.
Oh.
So I think I absorbed yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
It's too bad, but I give it to you freely.
Well, that's some study, Maggie. Thank you for bringing relevant information to the podcast.
Yeah, I just thought that'd be a perfect study to bring up on our May the 4th episode.
Yes, we're nothing if not timely. With our studies from 40 years
so
ago.
That's that. You know what else isn't fair? I feel from like Germany. If lizards get to climb up walls, like why shouldn't I?
That is a great question.
I see lizards on our wall all the time. They just like, let me just go straight down.
Yeah.
Not fair.
I would like it if you could climb up a wall.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be not bad.
It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair.
No.
What do they have that I don't have?
Tails.
I could get one of those, no problem. Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazon.
Not a problem.
Okay, I actually have a quick Star Wars thing before we get to our
finally.
Roommate.
Finally.
Oh,
you know what? I'd love to play, but I was going to go to Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just real quick before you do that.
Okay.
This will only take a moment.
Oh.
We've done this before.
You're saying I can have fun with my friends when I'm done with my chores?
Yes, you can have fun with
your
friends.
What does he say? Waste time.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Uncle Owen!
Yeah. So we've done this on the show before. I think we called it dad jokes. So here we go.
Oh.
I have some Star Wars dad jokes.
Oh, spicy!
All right. So I got three coming out the gate for you. Here we go.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
What's the least expensive Sith that you can buy?
The least expensive Sith that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably gonna be. Darth Free.
Darth Maul, because he's half off.
That's so good.
Why did the Jedi return his videos to the Tatooine blockbuster?
Why did he?
Yeah, why did the Jedi return his videos to the Tatooine blockbuster?
Because that's the right thing to do.
Because they were due back.
Shut up.
Like these big animals?
I know what a due back is. Dad jokes aren't supposed to make you actually laugh.
What fashion, this is the last one, what fashion / celebrity magazine did Anakin Skywalker love to read as a teenager?
Oh, no. It's a fashion / teen magazine?
Fashion / celebrity magazine. As a teenager, what did he like to read?
Oh, I don't know. What, Kyle?
Palpatine Vogue.
Shut up.
And that has been your Star Wars dad joke.
No. The crowd's loving it. Wow, just like at the pod races.
And I'm loving our roommate this week.
Oh, me too.
He's a great guy, a great friend of ours. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian, a writer, a filmmaker, and he's part of Make It Up Media.
Yes. Which is the father of this podcast.
The father, the Darth Vader, if you will, of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them,
but we did.
But Make It Up Media did join the Sith.
Yeah.
And it was a great time.
I'm just saying, like, would it be that bad to live under empirical rule?
No, I mean I think they have good health care. I'm almost positive the Empire has universal health care.
They must. There's no way they don't.
That's probably why they took over.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, think about it.
Yeah. Do we have an election coming up?
They have an election coming up. 2024.
Please, your vote.
Sheev Palpatine.
Oh no.
All right. So with that, please help us in welcoming our roommate this week.
Clark. Is that a quote from something we should know?
No.
You said, Dukoth, pray tell.
Dukoth, pray tell.
Dukoth, pray tell?
That's pretty cool, right?
What does it mean?
Dukoth?
Dukoth?
I don't know. I just come up with these things.
Wait,
I'm basically like Shakespeare.
But normally they're words. No, I mean, honestly, Clark, did you also have the vibe of like, oh, that's an important quote I should know?
Oh, I was like, oh, of course, Dorian Gray. Yeah.
Yes.
Dorian Gray, Dukoth, pray tell.
Clark and I both kind of looked down like, yes, we know who that is.
What I'm hearing is that I have the commanding verbal presence that where it just sounds like I mean something.
And me and Maggie just desperately want to fit in.
Yes,
and not
we
want to
like fit in intellectually.
Yes.
Like, I don't want anyone to think
I'm dumb. Dukoth, pray tell.
Dukoth, pray tell.
That's cool.
What does that mean?
I don't know,
you?
But I do love it. Right? It's cool.
Dukoth.
I'm going to Google.
It's because he said he was the son of a baron, and I was trying to say something fancy. I was trying to yes and it.
But what's Dukoth? Where did this come from?
Well, isn't like Dukoth. It's like the Koth has come due.
What is a Koth?
Well, if you have to ask.
So do as it. Okay, so spell Dukoth for me. D-U-E.
I'm not going to spell
it. Is it D-U-E? Yeah, Dukoth.
cough.
I'm not gonna spell. Look, it's
do
just,
tell.
It's an old term.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm googling it here. It just says old term.
Earth. No, mid ages. Mid ages.
Oh, okay.
Mid ages. Clark, you've been on the show before, but only in the intro. We did an intro with you.
Yeah.
And now you're here for the full
that was
week.
Our. What's the word? Like preliminary interview to see if you were, it was
I'm
like the
so
HR person.
I'm so happy to make it to the second round.
Yes, this is the second round. Hey, is your volume okay? Your headphones?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you hear yourself?
I can hear. Yeah, I'm getting sickly squirrel, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sickly squirrel.
Sickly squirrel, you speak in my language. You're speaking my language, baby.
You were here to help us with the March Madness. Thank you for your help.
Yeah. So absolutely. Who won that?
Oh, well,
Clark.
It came down to rules.
It came down to rules, and it didn't come down to anyone's emotions except Kyle's, really.
I said if there was a tie, I said if there was a tie, that the tie would go to Richard Warren Sears.
Oh.
In the event of any tie at any point at all.
So it came down to two things.
Okay. And one of them.
It was actually pretty epic because.
No, was
it? It came down
that,
to two things.
If that's epic, then what is Lord of the Rings?
It came down to two things, and there was a tie for one of them. So Richard Warren Sears won that round. And then it was Richard Warren Sears versus the other person. And I obviously
was never going to pick Richard Warren Sears.
But I was.
No, who
and
was?
If it was a tie,
Kyle
which it would have been,
Clark.
Then Richard Warren Sears. So Maggie had the choice of either picking him
and winning, or not picking him, and because he's a tie, he wins. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think we really figured out what it is to be rigged.
Kyle, you'd probably really like this guy I met, Kim Jong-un.
I think you'd get along.
Okay, first
hey,
of all...
you met Kim Jong-un? Not,
I'm not like
in
him. Second,
in passing.
Where did you
in passing.
In passing. At the Pack Theater. The Pack Theater in Hollywood.
His house team is...
His house team is actually pretty good.
He was a writer for a little bit.
Yes, yeah. He was a writer. He wasn't a performer. He's more of a behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he do that one about toilets that I loved? That sketch about toilets?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're thinking of...
what was it called? Mm-hmm.
It was called...
Yeah, what was it called?
Kimmy's Toilets?
Yes! That It must have been him. Kim. Yeah.
That does track.
Yeah, that tracks.
That does
track.
Kind of a narcissist.
Oh, God.
Artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clark, what color lightsaber would you have?
Ooh.
I would want green, but when I activated it, it would be blue.
What? Why are you self-disappointing?
Well, just the green is what I would want, and then someone with authority
it's like a
would
surprise,
be like,
yeah.
You're going to take blue.
In this literal fantasy
blue.
World where you are in charge of choosing the color?
I'm just setting myself up to not get my feelings hurt later on. Right? We just know it was going to happen.
I'm fine with anything, really. It's fine. Oh,
yeah.
It's
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, blue's cool.
What do you got against blue?
I think it's fine. It's just the first one everyone gets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Green is like Qui-Gon Jinn, Yoda.
That's a good one.
That's the one I want. Yeah. I get it. I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet.
Even though I feel like I'm a 79-year-old man, like just inches from death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm 27.
You got to get your hand cut off to earn that. Yeah.
And we can help you with that today. Yeah. It is May the 4th week.
The week of
so
May
it's
the 4th.
Apt to speak
and
about
May the 4th be with you.
Although May the 4th be with you. May the 4th. It is not May the 4th as we are recording this or while
as
you guys
are listening.
As the crow
flies.
Yeah.
As the crow pods.
As the crow pods. I love that crow that flies is the word that you specified and not crow. Which wasn't as the space crow flies.
What are we saying here? What are we saying?
As the womp rat.
We never know what you're
around.
Saying.
Dukoth.
Dukoth pray tell.
It isn't May the 4th though. Right now it's May the 6th. Which is May the Sith. Never.
Ooh.
May the Sith.
Wait, no.
Never.
This is not coming out May Sith. This is coming out before May 4th.
Oh.
Oh.
So May the Sith
oh, well, we're
is
still
after.
Very excited for May 4th.
Then we're excited okay. for May 4th. And when it comes around,
but
celebrate that.
Maggie's not in charge of the release schedule. Sorry, guys.
No, just like Kathleen Kennedy.
Just like Kathleen
not
Kennedy.
Not in charge of the release schedule.
Yes, Maggie is the real Kathleen Kennedy over
I'm
here.
I'm the Kathleen Kennedy of this podcast. Dukoth, am I right?
Dukoth, pray tell.
Ouch.
Clark, I can't help but notice that you have your field notes. Kudos
Ooh.
On the field notes. You have your field notes open.
Please don't look at that.
And it says... Do not talk about the Unabomber.
Don't. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. It just says that it's open to a page.
I just don't think it's good podcast material.
Okay.
It's literally scrawled in red.
Even
says,
though I do think he probably had a lot of good points.
What?
But maybe not the best execution.
Okay, should we get to a question?
I think it's better. Kyle, sidebar.
Sidebar.
I think it's better to appease him because he's living with us for the week.
Yes, we have to appease him. Yeah, we do that thing where we laugh at his jokes.
Did my mail come in today?
Oh.
That's so funny.
I hope not. Dear God, I hope not.
Yes.
Let's do a question, okay. Clark.
Mail bomber.
Yeah, that was what. Yep, that's what he did.
Yep.
Yep. Nice. You remember.
To be honest, I didn't mean to say mail bomber. I meant to say unibomber.
What? Okay. Is wrong with your brain? It's got a loose wire, and it just takes syllables and makes them together.
I like this, Kyle. What time? It's 1:27.
It's 1:20.
Hey, I had a pink drink so far, and I've got this green ice cream tea from Starbucks.
Those are those are nothing. Yeah. There's no hardly.
You know what? I was going to say this. I'm glad you brought this up. I went to Starbucks. And, you know, I ordered my drink and I was like, hey, what's the bathroom code? Got the bathroom code. It was, for anyone out there, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you want
to use the bathroom in South Pasadena Starbucks. Went to the bathroom, did the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, opened the door, which said vacant. And what was in there?
Nope.
But a peeing man.
No.
There was a man peeing.
Oh, no.
And so I opened the door pretty much fully. So I'm peeing and I was like, oh, and I closed the door.
Uh-huh.
The ironic thing was,
yeah,
you know what his job was? Security.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? You think security would lock the door.
That is really sad.
Security would, you know, they should secure the bathroom.
You saw a security guard peeing standing or I need to
standing.
Know. Yeah.
He had his, like a vest on that said security and a huge duffel bag.
I thought, when you said huge, I really, really thought.
I was like,
we're going to get the tea.
His package was insane.
This package was insane.
Oh, speaking of packages, Clark, if you could forward them maybe to your actual address, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, don't get any packages shipped to
you. Yeah, we would be.
Oh, no, I would never ship something to my own home.
No.
Oh, good. That's a relief. Okay.
Okay.
I'm living here.
Just to be clear, this isn't your home, though.
It's my home right now.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, we'll give you that. We'll give you that.
This one comes to us from alias Movie Master. Where at the movies? My friends are all excited to go see new major movie. This happens.
Nice job.
This is like the fifth week in a row of me stumbling on the first
question.
What is it? Do I get like, am I really nervous?
You're scared. It's okay.
I was just moving around.
Okay. My friends and I.
Oh my goodness. Wow. The bookkeeper
is
stumbling.
I'm so sorry to the person. The bookkeeper is stumbling to read. Whoever sent this in, I'm sorry for butchering it. Oh, ow. Sorry. I'll do better, Kyle. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my God.
My
Clark,
friends are all excited to go see a new major event movie about deserts and giant worms. Okay, so this might be an older question. Sorry.
It's not that old.
But they're
it's
all
not theaters anymore.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
just,
not.
Yeah,
no.
I just looked on my AMC A-List app.
Oh.
It's still in theaters.
Oh, I thought it was gone.
Maybe not your theater.
Oh, I think it's streaming.
Oh, jeez, Maggie. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
shut up,
keep
Kyle.
Going.
But they're all content to wait entire weeks after release date to see it. It's like they don't care about spoilers or keeping up with the discourse. Will it hurt anything if I go see the movie? Is that funny because you don't know that word? And
just keep going. You don't have to address everything I
Will
say.
Will it hurt anything if I go see the movie by myself on release day and then go with my friends again whenever they end up choosing?
Great question.
I mean,
I think that's fine.
I think that's fine. There's no problem.
But I get it because me and Maggie will make plans to watch something together, like Bad Batch. And
the show Bad Batch.
And it just doesn't happen because we can't find the time. And then I don't watch it by myself.
Well, yeah, because it's a special, that's like a special thing that we do.
Yes, and so I love watching with Maggie, but we haven't found the time to watch the newest season. So I get, like, sometimes you plan for things, and it's like, oh, I want to go see that new sand snake movie, and, you know.
It's not The Strike. We can say Dune. We're allowed.
Oh, it's Dune.
It's Dune.
Oh.
It's Dune, too. It's Tune.
I thought it was Beetlejuice. So I get it, because sometimes you make plans, and then it's like you want to see it with your friends, because that's a chummy thing. But you can't wait.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think you should do. Because it sounds to me like your friends, like they don't have the fire under them to like go. They're like, we all want to hang out.
They don't have worm under them.
They don't have the maker under them.
The maker.
Making the spice and boiling the sand. Mm-hmm. You know Dune.
We've all seen Dune.
We were all in the room.
I followed it perfectly.
We all sat in the same row as Colin Farrell watching Dune.
That's true. We did go see Dune too.
With his son.
With his son. They had a blast, let me tell you.
We're not going to dox Colin Farrell.
We're not
going
to dox Colin Farrell. Oh, we're not going to talk about how he held the popcorn bucket right up to his face and then just stuck his tongue out and let some popcorn stick to his tongue and then snuck it back in his mouth like a snake.
Is that
we're
true?
Not going to talk. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it. It was 10 feet away from me.
I'm going to be honest. It does sound like Maggie's saying a true thing.
It did happen.
Yeah. I think she's riffing.
I'm not. I would never. I couldn't riff if I tried. I couldn't possibly. So here's what I think you should do. I think you should text your friend group, I'm going to see Dune on Saturday. Who is coming with me? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Assertive. Like, I like
you just,
it.
Just say, I'm doing this, right?
Dune.
I'm doing this.
Yeah. Don't ask permission. Just do it. I love going to see movies by myself.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's really underrated.
I agree.
I've talked to people where they're like, they've never done it and they think it's crazy.
I know.
And I think they're crazy.
I think they're crazy.
And
I think
they're listening to my head. Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my Barbara. Yeah.
I'm on Instagram.
Rip her apart. No, yeah. She would. I love it. I think it's great. I think going to restaurants by yourself. Mm-hmm. I think going on a vacation by yourself. Mm-hmm. I think maybe having a marriage by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All these things sound so fun.
Yeah. Now you're thinking about it. I could do everything by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do this podcast by myself.
I could do it.
That's
easy.
A given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
I got a voicemail here.
Thank you, Kyle.
I've been saving this for a long time. Okay. It's from a former roommate. Ben Cummings, let's dive right in.
Hi, everybody. This is Ben Cummings. I have a question. Been thinking about since the year 2001.
Oh.
Or 1990. What is the deal with midichlorians? Is the fourth unknowable thing that binds all living beings in the galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a quantifiable particle that hangs out in your blood? There's Sifo Dyas and Darth Plagueis to have some control over midichlorians, so they're, yes, magical. Ultimately scientific, if you're talking about platelets and that kind of thing in a science fiction film. Anyways, take it easy.
Oh, okay. Wow, so, Ben, wow.
Yeah, midichlorians.
What's the deal with them? Clark,
yeah,
your interpretation.
I know a lot of people have problems with the midichlorians.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why people are upset.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, like, oh, there's like this faith aspect of the Force and kind of like this unknowing thing that kind of flows through us. But then, like, also, it's probably just a part of their nature. So there would be some kind of,
I don't understand how. I agree with you. Like, I'm going to say that. I agree. They don't bother me. Listen, the first Star Wars movies I saw were the prequels. So maybe I was tainted from birth.
That was the first ones
you
saw?
Is that true?
Yeah, because I didn't see the original ones until high school. And I saw the prequels
in
theaters, which was really like a year after they came out, like while we were abroad. In Italy. Yeah.
Oh, in Italy.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I didn't realize that.
So I've never not known midichlorians. But I don't bump up against it as a Star Wars fan going like, that negates like the faith element. To me, it's just like another part of the magic. Like, I don't think, like, yeah.
Everyone has midichlorians in them, I think, is what the lore is.
Yeah.
Right. It's confusing. It's just another thing.
Yeah.
It's another layer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm okay with it because, like, there's a lot of things in nature that we don't understand.
Yeah.
Either
dogs,
right? Dogs,
like, big bears.
Yeah. Do they
Why
really
they
love
so
us?
Do
love
they
in general.
Love.
What is
it? Something we just make up,
or is it,
you know,
love of chlorians in your blood?
Oh yeah,
love of chlorians.
Or is it just sexual attraction?
Yeah.
You know.
Ooh. Whoa. Oh, we'll slow down,
please.
There, big
boy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm just saying the Force is kind of like horniness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
in
force
a way.
Is horniness.
Mm-hmm. It's something that binds us. We all don't really understand us, but we all have it.
Force
and we
choking.
Must gain control of it.
I think what's important to remember is that even though Jedis are the strongest with the horniness, anyone in the Star Wars universe could potentially learn how to be horny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important part. That's what we learned in Ahsoka. That's what we learned.
True.
That's part of the lore.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find someone to do the Force with, you could always do it Han Solo. You know?
Oh, I got a fact, actually. I don't know if you guys knew this.
Yes.
Star Wars fact.
Please.
You guys know Jabba the Hutt's, like, little pal that he's got?
Yeah. You mean Salacious B. Crumb?
Yes!
Salacious
okay, Crumb. Cool. I just found out his name.
Oh, you didn't know his name.
Salacious B. Crumb?
Salacious B. Crumb.
B. Crumb.
Mm-hmm.
B. Crumb.
The funniest name.
It's a very
great
good.
Ever.
It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If his name had been just Salacious, that's funny.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
If his name was Salacious Crumb.
Funny.
Hilarious. Salacious B. Crumb. This is
the perfection.
This is perfection.
I think the only thing funnier would be just Salacious B.
Salacious B is pretty good.
All right, Salacious D, we need you in here. No, I said B. I said B, please.
Hang on, what's this guy's name? I was just coming across this the other day. Like, it's like McCool, someone McCool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this is a great name, McCool. It's one of the people in the Cantina band.
Yeah.
Droopy McCool.
Yes, Droopy McCool.
He's the big guy. Who plays like a clarinet looking thing?
Yeah, he's this one.
Oh yeah,
He looks like his head is going over itself. You know, he's a crazy looking guy. Droopy McCool. That's that character's name. Clark, who do you think your favorite character is? That's not a main character. Let's say in Star Wars.
Ooh, like what level though? Like a D character?
Just not like a main.
Like they don't have their own movie or anything like that.
Yeah, just not like the main. You know, not like the main six. You know, like not like the main cast.
Right, right.
Who comes to mind?
Is the main six the cast?
Chandler, Ross, Rachel, Monica.
I see.
Yeah. Right. Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
I don't know.
Could I be wearing any more black?
Oh no! I want to write that really bad now.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Clark.
I think I would have to go with. I'm forgetting his name though.
Okay.
What's the droid in Rogue One? I like that guy.
Oh.
Oh, K2SO.
K2SO.
I love that guy.
Love K2.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great answer. K2SO
is a great pick.
We have some art of K2SO.
Yeah.
In this very house somewhere.
Yeah. It's not up right now.
Can I have it?
No.
Okay.
Well,
maybe Clark, we'll think about
it. Talk to me after. He won't notice.
Thank you, Maggie.
You got it.
I think it's time that we should get to this week's trivia. All right, guys. So it is May the 4th week, as we have said too many times.
Yeah.
So I have some.
May the Sith be with.
Yeah, May the Sith is not yet.
But it's
after. It's going to catch on.
It's going to catch on.
It's going to catch on. So we've been talking about trilogies and. This week is no different. We're going trilogies again. We're going OT, the original trilogy.
Okay.
So, at the end of A New Hope, the Rebels try to defeat the Death Star by flying through a narrow Death Star trench and targeting a small thermal exhaust port with proton torpedoes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Luke compares the size of the exhaust port to Womp Rats. Mm-hmm. How big is a Womp Rat?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is it a meter? Mm-hmm. About 2 meters.
Okay.
Not much bigger than 2 meters or 4 meters. We're going to find out right after the break.
That's impossible.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Tauntaun Room Spray. If you thought your bathroom smelled bad on the outside, it's even worse on the inside. Don't worry. Use Tauntaun Room Spray.
Oh, my girlfriend doesn't like me, and she's gonna leave me. I just know it.
Well, fear not, young Joe, because all you need is Kay's Kyber Crystal. Kay's Kyber Crystal rings will bring the woman of your dreams come hounding at the door. She's gonna go crazy for these Kyber Crystals. That's right, every kiss begins with K, and K is for Kyber Crystal.
Usually I say some stuff that's going on right here. I thought we could call this section like fridge notes, like, oh, what's on the fridge? I've tried to use this terminology before.
Okay, I love it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, what is
it? Do you have criticisms of things we're doing around the home?
No, just like things to share, personal updates.
I have something to share.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I had a call with a gastroenterologist.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Hell
good
yeah.
Good start.
Hell
good start. Good start.
Yeah, we should insert like a rock, like, thank you. And on the call, it was like a preliminary call with like a nurse, not even a real GI yet.
Okay.
And for people who've listened, maybe we've talked about this before. I've been having some severe acid reflux.
Where is this going?
On and off for a year. And it truly started kind of out of nowhere. I'm only getting into detail. It will make sense later.
Oh my goodness, this
is a terrible
fridge note.
It's really bad to the point where it's really long. Sorry, it's more of a fridge like notebook.
Yeah, it's like a notebook.
You have to flip through it.
You need a lot of magnets to hold this up.
But the I'm telling all this to the GI and being like, what's happening? He's like, well, we'll get you in. But in terms of what's going on, you know, in our early 20s, we can kind of do whatever we want. But at a certain point, let me try and find the words that he said. At a certain point, our body starts to deteriorate. And I think this is your body beginning that deterioration.
That's what the doctor person said. The nurse
on
whoever?
The phone. I literally my face. I mean, he's not there. My face is like the O emoji. I'm like, you can say that to me?
This wow. is he's saying. Hey, by the way,
you're deteriorating.
Your body is deteriorating.
You're deteriorating. Is what he's saying. But like,
you're not. Old by any stretch of the imagination.
Thank you.
But you're at the top of the hill.
Thank
it's
you.
Just downhill
that's
now.
What
just
saying,
not
like,
at the top of the hill.
You at the, that's what the doctor said.
No. Traditionally, over the hill would be 40. And, you know,
no,
that's not what the doctor just said. And don't we just live longer because 100%. We just suffer through more years?
And I'm sorry. You right? should see the shit my grandma puts in her body. She doesn't have what I have. Right? Like, look, you guys are the same age as well, Clark, you're a tiny baby. You're younger. But
yeah.
still.
A baby.
That's
still,
so
and like
funny.
I can't stress hard enough, like this wasn't a slow thing. This was like something that started happening to me instantly and like is a severe problem and we've changed every part of my life. And he's like, well, I think you're just an old crone now.
Like,
I can't like I'm sorry.
Amazing.
And I also do want to point out, like, it was a male doctor and I am mm-hmm. a woman, and that does mm-hmm. happen all the
yeah.
time.
Oh, I read
like,
about that all the time.
Yeah, of yeah. like guys just being like, oh, you're fine.
You're and fine. I, you're just old.
You're just probably not like fuckable anymore.
You're not really fuckable. I mean, we can if you want, but
like I was like, I didn't stress it hard enough of like, I just was so shocked by that I was like, that's, I don't think what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's Whoa. Going on either, but it was a great fridge note.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, if you want to see Maggie deteriorate live in front of your eyes, if you haven't checked out her episode of Abbott Elementary, that's
my one line
on
oh, please don't yeah. call it my episode
no,
of
no,
Abbott
no.
Elementary.
It's your episode.
It's your no. episode. I mean, I think we're that. All thinking that. I know a lot of people who watched it just for you, so that's
I do too. Those
welcome,
people are very
ABC.
Nice. Thank you. Yes, you're yeah. welcome, ABC.
Pulling in the big bucks for yeah. Mr. Broadcasting Company.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know. NBC, right?
ABC.
ABC yeah. is going to like look at their numbers yeah. and be like, whoa!
And yeah. NBC is going to look
gonna
over at their numbers and
tank.
Be like, oh my goodness, we wish we had Maggie yeah. Lionel Smith.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank
yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So that's on my fridge notes. Another thing I have Thanks. Here. These are just like things to like that don't really fit anywhere else in the show. Maggie ate my Oreos while I was out of town.
Yeah. Sorry. There was only a few of them. It was for that audition, Clark.
Oh, no, you had to.
I had to eat Oreos for an audition.
But she ate my Oreos.
Yeah,
you know?
They were
in your cabinet.
Here's the thing.
I know
she,
where the cabinet
Oreos
is.
Oreos purchased for the day that we screened
no,
the Abbott
they weren't.
Episode?
I graciously shared them with everyone.
Oh.
If you're ever at Kyle and Maggie's house, go to the sink in yeah. the top left
no,
cabinet. There are all the best cookies. All the best cookies are right there. He saves them all for himself, and then he offers only the bad ones.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Clark. Thank you for calling him out.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Here's the thing is Maggie ate those for her audition, and then... Mm-hmm. Then she's like, oh, if I get the opportunity to go to this, I don't even know if I want to go because it's in New York and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't even know if I can go. I'm like, listen, so you ate my cookies and you don't know if you're going to take it if you get it?
Yeah. 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 Because I'm just that cool.
Kyle,
I don't care.
It sounds...
And I did it and I smoked a cigarette.
A2 Brute, you know?
Yeah. Kyle, the fact that people have to extend insane lies just to eat your cookies, I think might
yeah, I
be
ate it for
more of the problem.
An audition.
Yeah. Oh, but it's in New York, so I don't know if I could ever go
guess,
to it.
I guess I'll never go, but yeah. Anyways, if you're looking for your cake, your
how,
entire
wait,
birthday cake.
How long did you talk about the cookies when you found out?
We didn't talk about it long.
Really?
No.
How long?
It was like two. It was like a 3-day fight.
It was
four,
not a
3-day
fight.
Four days.
It was just
4-day fight.
It wasn't a fight.
Yeah, when it's maybe bled over onto your creative
slept,
work
I,
too.
When I woke
bled
up,
bled over onto the creative work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so
well,
sorry.
Well, everything does.
This is the dregs of the Oreo at the bottom of the milk, and I'm not swallowing it.
Actually, Clark, we do need you to leave because Kyle has to sleep on the couch tonight. So.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's okay. You're gonna stay.
I'll sleep on the floor.
Oh, okay, great.
Me and Kyle will cuddle for warmth.
We gotta answer this Whopper.
Is it a meter, about 2 meters, not much bigger than 2 meters, or 4 meters?
I think.
I feel like it's just not about
much.
Two. Not much. Not about 2 meters. Seems like the most ground.
I think it's not. I think I can picture Mark Hamill saying, "Well, it's not much bigger than 2 meters."
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I
also
can
it's so
it.
Weird that there's 2 meters and not about 2 meters, and so I'm yeah. I don't,
which
not,
are you
those
picking?
Are not about 2 meters. Not about 2 meters.
Yeah,
is
not about
real.
2 meters.
No, I'm picking not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah, Clark. I say not about 2 meters.
Can you say it in how you think Luke would say it?
Well, it's not about 2 meters.
Maggie?
I would say, oh, well, it's not much bigger than 2 meters.
I have the clip here. Let's take a listen.
That's impossible, even for a computer.
It's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Boom!
Not much bigger.
I could picture it.
That was great.
The iambic pentameter of Star Wars.
Could I just also point out that, like, when I pulled that clip to have here for the episode, mm-hmm. I was shocked at how calm Mark Hamill said it, because in my memory and mind, every time I say it, oh, my ice is womp rats my bigger than that in the back
yes,
home.
Every line. Oh, Obi-Wan, no! Every line to me.
That's a story goes to Tosche Station and get power converters.
Uncle Owen, this droid's got a bad motivator.
So, and I love Mark Hamill, don't get me wrong, but that's how I always picture his lines.
I love when he sees his friend Obi-Wan Kenobi get killed, and he's like 300 feet away, and he's like,
my friend!
It's been super awkward. Darth Vader's like, oh shit, his friend was right there.
Oh no. I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, you know, did he die? He disappeared.
Did Yoda die? Let's talk about that. Why did Yoda die? It's my favorite Star Wars like random thing. Yoda literally, this is the scene. Hey Yoda, I'm back for school. Okay, great. It's time for me to die.
Yeah.
What? And then he dies.
He just like cuddles up and
he
then
cuddles
dies.
Up. He's like, it's so great. I think it's so funny. He just dies and then turns invisible.
Doesn't Luke want to know something too? And like Yoda just like doesn't have the guts like, to like tell him. He's like, I'll just die.
I'd rather die.
I'll just die.
The master of passive aggressive.
It's so funny. Yeah. I think it's great. I mean, it's my favorite film of all time. So listen, I love it, but it is a very good moment.
He could have been a great help.
Yeah. And then he has the audacity to be like, and a ghost I could have been this whole time. Come on, Yoda. You couldn't have showed up.
Also, it sounds like the ghost could have been more helpful the whole
time.
That's
what I'm saying. You couldn't have showed up when Sheev Palpatine was attacking my boy Luke.
Yeah, you should have just died right away.
Stupid. Then you could have been a ghost.
Made everyone's life easier.
Swooshed around.
Yes.
Yoda, you should have just died right away. If you had the power to just die, you should have just died right away.
I know. Like, as soon as the Wookiees started dying on Kamino, he should have been like, peace. I'll just die now.
You mean Kashyyyk?
I said Kashyyyk.
You said Kamino.
No, I said Kashyyyk.
I don't know.
I heard.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. Somebody roll the tape.
The Wookiees started dying on Kamino.
I was gonna go down to make
the Clark, do you have any suits?
What the fuck?
What?
Do you have any suits?
Are you trying to like bully him into giving you
like?
It's a question. I don't know why you guys are so. What is like wrong with society now that we can't handle a question? This is what's wrong with your deteriorating generation.
Hey Kyle, Maggie? Do you have any shirts?
Yeah, I got lots of shirts. I'm wearing one right now.
Kyle, do you got a hair comb?
I do. I had a wooden comb that broke, sadly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear about that.
I do have a suit. Yeah, I have two.
Where did you get your suits?
Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse. Solid pick. There are many places you get suits, and I just wanted to play this clip for you.
No.
So we could like talk about this.
Oh, yeah, he's dead, all right.
I don't like you neutered him. Yeah. I feel like you neutered Blake.
Well,
first of all, where did you get the suit?
I got the suit at
not this
at
again.
Macy's.
Not okay, this again.
All right. Well, it looks good. It's a nice thing.
Maggie's talking over it. Let's computer enhance.
I got the suit at I think at Macy's.
Okay.
Or Sears.
All right. Well,
or Sears.
Not this.
So this is from Conan O'Brien
Needs
a Friend.
It's nothing. I mean, you're just playing a podcast, another
and
better
Aaron
podcast.
Blay,
who is Aaron Blay?
One of the producers, hilarious guy. And he's talking about where he may have got his suit. Let's listen again.
No, Sears. All right. Well, don't need to listen.
Listen, hang on.
Sears. All right.
Well, Sears. All right.
Well, Sears.
All right.
Well,
Sears.
All right.
Well, wait. I feel like I heard something.
Do you hear it?
I think he says, or Sears.
No.
Yes, Clark. Thank you.
No,
yes.
Clark.
That's what I heard too. Okay, so Aaron Blay,
what
hilarious
is Sears?
Guy. Sears is a department store. It's a great store. I've been
Sears
around for
Sears was
decades
a department
decades.
Store.
Sears still is.
Sears was a department
store. I have the list
store.
Right here. Here we go. What
no,
is it?
No, I want to hear the list.
Burbank, California, Concord, no. California, Stockton, California, Orlando, Florida, Gap, Washington, Braintree, Massachusetts, Boston, Los Americanos, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Boy, are my arms tired from carrying the weight of all of Sears.
Why did you play that again?
I'm playing it because I want us to dive deeper in what we think this means.
Have you ever been to Sears?
For sure. Yeah.
What did you get?
I've gotten a lot of things, you know. Used to get shoes, pants. They used to have a lot of good Levi's.
Don't look at me like I don't look at me like
that. Well, I realized I was using the past tense, but it's because
yep.
different things.
When was the last so you haven't been to a series in a long time?
No, I have been very recently. The one in Burbank, California.
What'd you get?
I got a great time.
So you're just a Sears pervert.
That's part of Sears.
You just like
just
to watch,
like,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Part of Sears is the experience. And let me ask you, Clark.
I'm sorry. Did you also bump on the way Kyle was holding his body right there? It was really upsetting. It was like a creepy uncle. We don't even.
It's all turned.
Oh my God. Why is it Clark, this? Like Jabba the Hutt.
I had hands on both sides of my chest, leaned back.
Oh, but like what? Spread
sort of
legs.
Like a, sort of like a, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
kind
of
like Jabba the Hutt.
A bit like a
Jabba. Salacious B. Crumb.
Yes. Yeah. Like salacious.
Clark, lean in. Lean in.
No, Clark.
Clark, lean in.
You don't
both
have to
physically
do...
and sonically, please, to the
I'm
mic.
I'm listening.
Please lean in. Are you a Sears boy?
I've never been to Sears.
You've never been to Sears?
I have never been to Sears. I have been.
Ally!
I have been to the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something.
Which
that's something.
I don't think there's a single Sears in that tower.
No, it's not. It's the company.
I know, but
well,
that's
messed
up.
I agree that there
should be a Sears in a building named after
absolutely.
The thing.
The guaranteed should... rate field in Chicago, there should be a guaranteed rate somewhere in there.
Come
wait,
on.
Which field is that? Is that Comiskey? Is that where the White Sox play? What is guaranteed rate?
I think it's the... Yeah, it's the...
Is it White Sox?
Yeah, White Sox.
That's what they call it now? I
guaranteed
fucking
rate.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guaranteed rate. We jeez. Fucking hate that.
Can you imagine going to work at guaranteed rate? You tell the Uber the wrong place, mm-hmm. and you show, and you're like, ugh.
That's
no, there's not even a guaranteed rate here. They're playing baseball. This isn't where I want
to
be.
At least if there was a guaranteed rate there, you'd be like, I went to the wrong guaranteed
I
rate.
I went to
but
the wrong one.
I met fill-in-the-blank White Sox player. So
there we go. That there is great. I love the way he fill-in-the-blank, you know?
Man, if there was like a Sears on like the 50th floor of the Sears Tower,
great floor.
Yes.
That would be so good.
That'd be sick.
You've never been to a Sears?
I've never been to
you
a Sears.
You grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, much like me.
Yes.
And you never went to a Sears.
Yes.
What is wrong with your parents? I'm sorry to say it so outright, but what is wrong?
Mom, Dad, please, I'm asking the same question.
What's wrong with you?
what's wrong with me?
why did you fuck up so bad?
Right, you're just messing with me, right? You've been
no,
to
no.
a Sears?
I've never been to a Sears. I've been to a Kohl's. Are they close?
What do
the
you
same
picture?
Thing?
I'm going to have you answer that question. When you picture, close your eyes.
Okay.
When you picture a Sears, what are you seeing?
All right. I imagine a sliding door.
Okay.
That opens when I approach it.
Yes. So far, yes.
I walk in and I smell Kmart. And I hear Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Okay. That's
and
pretty good.
I see mannequins.
What are the mannequins wearing?
It's so accurate.
They're wearing the classic Sears top hats. What? I don't know. What is,
Sears did have a lot of top
you
hats
were really
at one point,
on top.
I'm sure.
You were really on top of it. I mean, it's not impossible they could be wearing top hats.
It's not impossible.
It's like a Kohl's, though.
Yeah.
I think it's less like, it's a little Kohl's-y, but it's more like, I don't know, like a...
It's a department store. It's like a
Macy's.
It's like a Kohl's.
It's like a Penny. It's like a Penny's.
It's a great store. We
like,
can go.
A little bit like
to the
off.
One in Burbank.
I will go.
There's nothing off.
Well, there's nothing on the
Listen,
second floor
so,
at all. It's an empty, vacant floor
so,
that Kyle doesn't have the He's too much of a coward
I'm guessing
to share
you don't
the video
know Aaron
of him
Blay, right?
on
the
second floor.
Sears is gone.
I think at Macy's.
Okay.
Or Sears.
All right, well, or Sears.
It's gone.
So he got his suit at Sears.
No, Kyle.
Or
he
Sears.
He maybe got it at Sears.
Do you know Aaron Blay?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
We have to get Blay on the podcast before the end of the year.
Okay.
This
sorry.
Is what I've said, and I think this is a realistic goal. And I think I know he would have a Sears story.
I'm not sure that he's been to a Sears. I mean, it sounds like he has. If he's not sure where he got the suit.
He would be a Sears boy, and he'd have a Sears story, and he'd have respect for the show.
Let me say this. What an honor it would be to have him on the show. What a devastating career-ending move for him to come on this show to talk about
a
suit
point,
he may
really.
Or may not.
Into Sears stratosphere.
My heart would stop and I would just get into, I would crawl into my coffin and just close my eyes and wait for death.
He'd probably get a free suit, you know?
Better Sears.
Right,
well,
can you imagine
Sears.
All right, well, making it to a point in your career where like someone that you've never met knows you and then they like want to get you on their podcast
to talk
and
about.
Be like, I heard you went to Cane's Chicken.
Can you expand on that?
What did you get?
Can we please get there? Can we go with you?
Yeah. I think this is a realistic goal. And
did you get your suit at Cane's Chicken?
I think he'd be into it.
Put him on the phone.
I don't know what to do about this. I mean, I, Kyle, I'm married to you, so I don't have a say in anything that
goes on. I think this is a realistic goal, and I think we need to full force go back at this once again.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I brought this up a few weeks ago, and I wanted to circle back, and I think we need to start asking guests if they know.
It doesn't. Okay. I see you've been focusing on this Sears thing.
I wouldn't say hyper focus.
How many months now?
Well,
Maggie?
It came up in the fall.
Oh, in the fall. In the fall.
Fall/winter.
We're getting close to a year now. Okay, so no, I want to. It doesn't Tony Soprano hyper fixate on animals?
Maybe. Kyle, you tell me. I haven't seen The Sopranos.
I think he does. I think he kind of, and it's kind of to distract from some moral conflict, right? He's kind of like, if he's moral to animals, he can feel fine about what he does to other people.
So Kyle.
What are you trying to say, Clark?
Well, I'm just saying, so you go to the Sears in your free time, which is limited to my understanding. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
And you go to the Sears, you don't buy anything.
No.
You just walk around?
I almost bought something.
What do you think about? What do you think about when you're there?
Honestly, I think about the past. And I think about...
What year?
97, 98.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Why?
Think about going to Sears and all the good times with my friends, hanging
so
around the
in
mall.
In the Sears, thinking about being in a Sears in 97.
But I think we are getting somewhere. So you used to hang out with friends at Sears. So you and your friends used to be like, yo, let's go hang
go
at Sears.
A lot of times we'd go look at like the video game section of Sears. And I told the story about how we got Resident Evil 2 for $3.25, which was a new game.
That was very good.
A steal.
That's a good deal. So they have video games at Sears?
Oh, yeah. They have everything.
Okay.
Everything?
Well, they're known for their tools and their appliances.
Sure. Their refrigerators.
Oh, okay.
It's starting to click.
Well, it is. I don't like this.
Right. It's starting to click.
All right.
What, do you have a Sears story you'd like to share?
I thought Sears just had clothes, so.
No. Okay. That's actually.
They're known for their like tools.
Yeah.
They're like appliances, Sears fridges and all that. All
right. I think that is still a thing, even if they don't have.
Sears is, where's the list? Sears is a thing. Concord, California.
No.
Stockton, California.
Stop
Burbank,
it.
California. Orlando, Florida.
Saying.
Union, Washington. It's all a thing.
Kyle just said those from memory. I'm not kidding. You can check the tape if you're looking
it's
on
gone.
A video.
Kyle, do you still talk to those people that you used to go to Sears with?
Yeah, we had one of them on. Dominic was on the phone, and we talked to Dominic about he has an undisclosed person he knows who works for Sears.
I forgot about that. Dominic had
and
like
we're trying
a
to get them on the podcast.
Dominic had like a deep throat like
a deep
in to Sears. He was like my friend.
A deep throat in?
Yeah, he was
so
like,
far, they don't want to be on.
Yeah. Listen, I understand it's a hilarious thing to call, but we've all seen All the President's Men, right, Clark?
The what?
All the President's Men.
Clark.
The President's Men are...
All the President's Men, Deep Throat.
It's a book and movie.
About Watergate.
They're deep throating at Watergate?
Yes, it's a porno about Richard Nixon's Watergate scandal.
Okay.
No, I will say...
I'm sold.
I will say that was insane when Dominic's like, I have someone who works at Sears, but I can't say who or what they do.
What?
It's like, what?
So we're trying to... We're working to get that sorted. And we'll be checking back on that soon.
Do you miss your childhood?
Maybe.
So... Should we like do another question?
I think that's it. Remember when you said, "Oh, do you have a segment?" That was my segment. So
I figured. Yeah, yeah. I know.
I think that's the energy pump we need to get. Out of here.
I just
as soon as we get somewhere.
Yeah.
What do you miss about your childhood? Why?
What? I don't miss my childhood.
You just said you miss your childhood.
I don't remember seeing that.
You said, "Do you like being an adult?"
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think it's better than being a child?
Maybe.
Maggie, do you think being an adult is better than being a child?
No.
Really?
I don't.
Wait,
I don't.
Really?
Clark, if you could be any age forever, what age would you be?
Oh.
This is Probably the age I am right now.
What?
Yeah.
What a healthy answer.
I'm having a great time.
I was told by my GI that I'm deteriorating forever. So I would
not.
Yeah,
you know what? That's true. Okay. So maybe we'll get right before that.
Much like Maggie, this podcast is deteriorating. Let's get you out of here, Clark.
Yeah, Clark.
Thank you for staying with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll head over to that series soon. But before we get out of here, what would you like to share? What would you like to say before we let you back to your little couch?
That we're sharing tonight.
Yeah.
I have so many movies to show you. Okay. Okay. Let's see. I have an Instagram.
Yeah. Go and check that out.
I like how you said it like a question.
I have that.
An Instagram.
It's Clark_bar.
Whoa. We'll link that.
Do that. I got some shows coming up. I forget the dates, but I usually
great
post.
Great plug.
There.
So check out shows.
Yeah.
At the future.
Yeah.
Check out Clark on Instagram and then shows in general.
Do we have a show coming up soon? Isn't it May 19th or is that still up in the air?
No, it's a whole thing. I'll tell you later.
I keep taking like days off of
I'll tell you later.
Days off of work and then these fall through.
I know. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep an eye out for the way what show.
In the future. There will be one soon.
I'm sitting like Joppa again.
Yeah. Something about the cross leg makes it not as bad. Now it's like, oh, I'm a cool guy. Like, hey,
I'm a cool guy.
Welcome to the cool office.
You look like the paperclip that helps you on the
Clippy?
Desktop.
Clippy?
Yeah, you look like Clippy.
Clippy,
wow,
thank
Kyle,
you. That
now
means
that
a
you're
lot.
Saying it, Clark, Kyle's always been Clippy.
Yeah,
he's Clippy.
You're kind of Clippy.
You're Clippy.
Okay.
You're Clippy.
I'll take it.
You're Clippy, man.
I'm Clippy.
You're a helpful guy.
Yeah, you are.
Are you trying to do? Are you need any help?
Yeah.
You trying to do something?
Should I put a comma here or not?
You don't need a comma there, right? Are you trying to copy and paste?
Mm-hmm.
Use the command C.
Hey,
function.
Clippy, what do you miss most about your childhood?
Oh, I miss Sears. Hey, Miss Sears.
Wait, Kyle. Wait. What age?
Yeah.
Would you be
my ideal age?
Forever. Yeah.
Hit me. Do it.
Go ahead.
Why?
You're not gonna upset any of us. I don't know why.
There's no. The way you're looking at me is like it's like you are not gonna like this answer.
No,
and I don't think there's an
answer. You're gonna
be
like two.
Yeah.
Honestly,
two sounds pretty good.
I would go with the age I am right now.
Nice.
Really?
You guys are so.
Yeah. I mean, I just thinking back. Like, I had a lot of fun. You know, in Sears heyday.
Yeah.
But I was also, you know, I feel like I've evolved and moved ahead and. It's hard to want to go back.
Yeah. I have a lot of really good memories of being a kid.
Yeah.
But then if you think about that time,
yeah.
You get flooded with a lot of really embarrassing
That's true.
Memories. Like terrible memories that I block out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you know what? I'm going seven. Because those were the Super Mario heydays.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so that convinced you
Hang
to go
on.
Back?
Clark said that he had a really embarrassing childhood. And he was like, that reminds me of, I actually want that.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, I like that. Like, when I was seven, it wasn't too bad. And like, man, Super Mario days? Those were the heydays.
You can't be too embarrassed.
All right.
I feel like, wait, I do want to share something.
Yeah, well, we already passed up the fridge notes. But
I
go
might.
Ahead.
This is a hang on. If this note just came, it just fell on the ground.
Oh,
let me
yeah.
pick it up
Our
and put it back on the fridge.
Suck.
This is maybe the dumbest story ever. But
do
Clark, you just
tell.
I feel like one of the most embarrassing things that I can remember from being a child, and this is not that embarrassing, but like the feeling that I felt was traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
My mom took me to like her friend's house to have her friend watch me or something. And I was watching a Winnie the Pooh movie. I don't know which one that I thought I had seen. Hundreds of times.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I like thought I knew this movie forward and backward.
Uh-huh.
But a scene started that I was like, what is happening? What is this? I don't remember. And it was like Rabbit got lost in the woods or something.
Classic Rabbit.
Okay.
Like it was that. Like it was a normal Winnie
Which
the Pooh
Which character is Rabbit again?
The Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
So I turned to my mom's friend and I don't know her name anymore. And I said, is it just me or is Rabbit lost in the woods? And she had the reaction she just had and started laughing at me so hard. And I remember feeling mortified. Because to me, I was like, we're all agreed. This is not a scene we've seen before, right?
Yeah.
Like this woman had probably never seen this film.
Amazing.
A probably 5-year-old child just looked at her in the eyes and said, is it just me or Rabbit lost in the woods?
Dukoth, pray tell. Is it me or is Rabbit lost in the woods?
Dukoth, pray tell. I think, Dukoth, it's time to finish the podcast.
Goodbye. goodbye, goodbye, anon, anon. But for long we go. So long, D. Clark.
Goodbye.
You know what we could do is we could just call the genre of music that our theme song is jizz music.
It is jizz. Now that you say it, I just realized it.
It's not jizz music the way jizz music in Star Wars is.
No.
But that's because in the Star Wars universe, that's what jizz music sounds like.
And in Earth,
this is jizz music.
So next time someone says anything about jizz, refer them to the podcast, yes, Roommate Lovers.
Yes. If you ever hear someone talking about jizz, you make sure you send them this way.
And you know what else you can refer him to is our merch.
Hell yeah.
It's like the second to last week of merch.
Penultimate.
So get it if you want it. We got hoodies. We got shirts. They're very cozy.
But you're getting to the beach soon. It's summer, baby. You're going to want that tank top.
Hey, and shout out to my good best friend, buddy old pal Ryan, who did get the tank.
Hey!
And I mean,
and that's why Ryan is 30% hotter.
Well, and he was like, this is really tight. There's something about this seems wrong. But according to his lady friend,
it looks
she's
good.
Liking it. And that's what I said. It shows off all the right parts.
Yes. I normalize straight men wearing tight clothes.
I mean,
okay.
He looks good. He's got the arms to pull it
off. Yes, he does.
Now I'm just talking about Ryan.
Now we're talking about Ryan's hot arms.
Anyways,
thanks, Ryan. Hope you're listening.
Hope you're listening. Anyways, please help us help you. Send us anonymous questions.
We want to help you, folks. Please send them our way using the forum and down below. You can find questions on the internet. You can send us a voicemail. The phone number for that is 989-442-7575. That's 989-44-ASK-RL.
Otherwise, thank you so much for being here. You can leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps
just
us.
Just scroll on down, give us 5 stars, and then write a couple words. The words could be anything like,
oh man, this is so funny. I can't believe how much I laughed.
Yeah.
Everyone around me looked at me like I was crazy. And then I said jizz out loud.
See, this is why you don't need to do the copy. We will write the copy for you.
We'll write the copy for you. But hey, there's no copy needed in this copy paste because we're out of here.
Bye.
Okay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. This is my third time trying to call you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. My phone service sucks.
Oh, gosh. You know what you should do?
What?
You should switch to the service I use.
What is it?
AT-AT.
AT-AT?
Yeah, AT-AT.
Oh, tell me about it.
It works really good unless you wrap a cord around all 4 legs.
Oh, no. And then I better be down for hours.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm going to switch to AT-AT anyway.
Switch to AT-AT
More
today.
Coverage and more love, and it can even work on snow. Amazing.
If you switch to AT-AT today, we'll buy your old comlink. No questions asked.
Oh, that's good to hear because it's been acting up. And don't even get me started on my Lando line. Ugh.
AT-AT, the perfect force of nature.
Wappa!
That's it. Bye-bye.